Hello and welcome to your Divine Uniqueness show. If you'd like to listen to live episodes and interact with our speakers, you can go to yourdivineuniqueness.com. Your YOUR divine DIVINE uniqueness UNIQUENESS.com. Hello everyone, this is Monsef Afker and thank you so much for being here with us on this new call of Your Divine Uniqueness. Very excited again to connect with you here. And also very excited that Tammy Majczak is back on the show. I think she's been with us in 2017 and also like maybe twice before that. And I really love the energy that she brings and the message that she shares, helping us to really align with the divine energy, the divine the energy of the one, so we can like create a life simply without overcomplicating things and really simplify and creating things with more ease and grace, which really allows our truth to be manifested and create like the things and the desires that we feel guided to create. And in some way, it will certainly serve us and serve like others, people around us and humanity in general. So really love her message and very excited that she's here with us. Today we'll be talking about ascension and Archangel Metatron's role in assisting mankind through vibrational integration and expansion. Also, we'll have a Q&A where you can ask your question. For that, as always, you can raise your hand by pressing star 2 on the web call or on your phone. And for those of you on the webcast page, you can type in your questions on the question box. And before we start, I would love to share with you a little bit about Tammy. So she is a Metatron channel and scribe, and serves as a link with the divine universal light. She is a spiritual teacher, alchemist, quantum healer, and the founder of Metatronia Foundation of Light. Her work is at this current time is involved in assisting those who are on their ascension journey, path of enlightenment, and to know for themselves the divine truth itself through the light of the one source and universal coding. She works through the light of source, linking in the trilogy masters, Archangel Metatron, Jesus, and Thoth, who are here assisting us at this time in our light evolutionary process. With that, Tammy, welcome to the show. We're happy that you're here with us.
Oh, lovely. Thank you for having me again. Lovely.
Beautiful. Maybe because it's been a long time you've been here, and maybe some of our audience are new to you. I shared a little bit, but I would love if you can maybe share with us, like in a practical way, like how you work with your clients and people you connect with.
Yeah, beautiful introduction. Thank you, Monsef. I think that if we take the aspect of ascension, it's such a vast subject. When we work with Archangel Metatron, he very much simplifies and helps and directs the pathway for us to uncover the divine being that we are without working through glamours or getting overcomplicated or adding too much to the vessel. It's very much about unveiling the beauty and the light that we have within us so that we can really feel and connect into source, because there is an energy out there that is what we class as source, so the source of all. That's what we are created from and we're able to connect to. And I feel that mankind has lost the way through separation, identity, aspects of duality, to the truth of our divine geometry, our divine makeup, our divine design. So I work with Archangel Metatron to simplify the aspects of ascension where we find our truth, we begin to unburden, and we connect into this beautiful frequency that is responsible for the very essence of life. So it's very much connecting in with with source, and it's a magical experience. It's not an academic approach. It's more about understanding vibration and sensing and feeling. And when we connect in with source, it's verified through our vibration. So when we can feel something and experience that, then we know that something is true. So I work very much from a place of love and authenticity to help people to uncover the beautiful divine being that they are.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Yeah, thank you so much for sharing that. And when you just talked about ascension and also making this path like a simple process of growth, because when we think about ascensions, like many of us, we try so hard to maybe do the healing work, and it's like feeling like this, we have this feeling of not being enough that's come out, and then it's like we are trying so hard to reach some point so we can feel worthy of being in that path. But I would love if you can maybe share more about ascension from your perspective and how we can like walk through it like more organically and more easily instead of like overdoing.
You're lovely. It's very, very lovely way to put it. It's very much about simplicity. And I remember once doing a yoga class. I used to be a yoga teacher. I might sort of digress a little bit. And one of the hardest, all the students used to say, oh, teach us the really funny postures, the ones where you, the really sort of like really hard to do postures. And I just basically used to say to them, let's do the corpse pose, the lying down, relaxing. And not many people could do the simplest but the most profound yoga position, which was just to let go and relax and breathe. And ascension, as we link with Archangel Metatron, is very much that. It's a profound dynamic to be able to, can you hand over? Can you let go? Can you trust enough in this energy that doesn't come from you? It's coming into you, unveiling and awakening the vibration within the vessel. But a lot of humans, very caught up in the mind, thought process, the linear aspects, the duality, the separation. So they find it very hard to simply surrender and let go and let those universal dynamics come in. And that's the beauty of Archangel Metatron, is he'll work with each individual soul, each uniquely divine being, to help them. It's almost as if you can stop and let go and allow source to come in and just assist you on this vast, often overly complicated journey of ascension, when in essence, if we're to just experience this light as it's trying to show us through our vibration, that there's monumental steps, as you amazing steps that human beings take when they just say, okay, show me, let me feel this energy, and they completely just let go and hand over. But not many can do this because they don't trust enough. They think it's got to be something that comes from them. And yes, I mean, I've spent many, many years of books, working with energies, crystals, spending thousands and thousands and thousands of pounds, which was all, it was a necessary journey that ultimately brought me back to the simplicity of just knowing that energy's there and it's assisting us. And that is the foundation that my work is based upon, is knowing that that energy's there and it will show itself to you. And I can't explain that more than, you know, when people feel something, that's when they truly begin to understand. Because we could go through a lifetime of reading every book, you know, and academic is not the approach. It only goes so far. When we experience the energy that Archangel Metatron brings, that opens up a whole new different spectrum of understanding of the divine beings that we are. Very much about handing over and allowing that energy to come forward, because it exists. It's not something that comes from us. It's about, you know, how can I feel that energy? Just allow it to come through. If you like, a little bit later on, we'll do a meditation to show you how swiftly energy comes in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really beautifully said. Really agree with everything you said. And Maybe also that we have this maybe expectation of we already created an image of what we will become through this ascension process, and then when we hear like surrender and just allow the one to be manifested through us, it feels like we are losing this image that we may hold on to like so much, because it felt for us maybe like freedom or excitement, but it's more about like being in control, which
Absolutely.
We are trying to feel like more safe.
Well, a lot of human beings, we're beautiful human beings, but we've been on a journey, and we think that we have to control every aspect of that vehicle, if you like. No, we don't. The moment I sort of handed over, I was doing a job just very briefly, 2009, 2010, before I stepped into what I'm doing now. And I kept hearing this voice, if you don't move, we'll move you, and it might be uncomfortable. And I'm thinking, I don't know what this is. This is, what is this? And it was such a profound message that I could not ignore it, because it was repetitive. And every day when I went to work, things were going wrong. And eventually I just succumbed to, okay, I trust you, let's do this. And now I know that it was Archangel Metatron and his guidance telling me that mankind are on the point of great awakening, and these energies are coming to us. And my work is to assist as best I can in people to, I think fundamentally would be a good word, know that that light will speak to you, will guide you, will assist you. And you can't teach somebody about that. You can only sort of take them to the water, if you like, and it's up to them if they want to drink from that. It's such a profound journey that, being the middle person, if you like, I'm just here to show people that, look, these are some keys that we can use for ascension, for you to connect in with Metatron and allow him to. He always asks if he can come and assist you. I mean, because he's so powerfully transformational, that it has to be, are you ready? And I was like, all those years ago, it's nearly 10 years now, that, okay, I trust, I'm ready. And wow, it was such a profound experience that I live in awe of it every day. And I work to assist each unique divine soul, wherever they are, whether they're new to energy work, whether they're already working in this sort of field, ascension, spirituality. The light magnifies what you're already working with, but it can also shift you to what you're meant to be doing. So it's quite profound geometries that we're linking into. But if we let go of the control, we will find that there's this divine plan and ordered universe that we are very much part of. And when we let go of the wheel, then we begin to see the universe putting its magic in motion. But it's that surrender aspect that a lot of people are very uncomfortable with approaching and moving through that. But you know, the beauty of it is when we stop and we just allow, we notice that lots of things, and we've heard some of these terms before, a lot of the things that we think and feel that we are, and we think we have to control, the weight is lifted off the shoulders, because we become in alignment, vibrational alignment, to exactly what we're meant to be here doing. And there's not a lot of people can work at that level of authenticity, because they're still caught up in the materialistic glamours and identity that may often stop them from reaching and experiencing all that they are. So it can sometimes be uncomfortable, but it's also a very triumphant step that we say. I mean, I certainly did 10 years ago, as I mentioned. I was like, don't know what's going on here, but I trust, so yeah, bring it on. And I'm so grateful, and I'm still learning of the beautiful dynamics of Source, because it exists. It's not religious based. It's not even spirituality. It's above this. It's almost this divine ordered energy that works in all aspects of our being, mental, physical, emotional, spirituality, all those things, for us to wake up to the truth. And it's profound, and I'm still learning, Monsef. I mean, I work with a lot of people, and I'm still learning the complexities that we create within the programmings and the linear sort of mind, removing all those behaviors and patterning so that we can unveil. So we deal a lot with almost spiritual psychotherapy, do a lot of work with light workers, a lot of people that are just experiencing what energy is about. So it's all these different levels to bring them into vibrational alignment. And it's like all the facets of the diamond begin to shine from wherever point anybody is vibrationally. We always say when we work with Metatron, just allow yourself to be open to receive, because his energy is so, so transformational. We mustn't box ourselves in, because when we ask him to come and help us, it's a very unique and very special journey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. That's really beautiful. And it's, how to say, it's maybe, again, like about this, like surrendering to the one or to the divine, and allowing it to, it's like, in fact, it's allowing ourselves to be manifested more fully. And maybe one thing that we need to embrace more is like the fact that our life and path will constantly change. So it's also about identity. There is no one path that we can predefine about our life, how it will unfold, but it's just being open to to change, and being open to new things to appear in our life, and being also in constant growth. And this means that things that we don't expect will manifest, and we need to go through that. And Absolutely. It will just reveal more of who we truly are.
Absolutely. And we're all united, you know, we're all one, and it's about embracing that we are, we are all one, you know, it's love, light, it's all those beautiful things. And I think I can reveal, if I may, that when we all embark on this journey, through all the different experiences every unique human being has had or is having, there's unity in the one. So, you know, we come into love, we come into light, and every human being that takes this journey will have this beautiful experience of the one connecting in with them. And it's always going to be a unique thing. And it's when I speak about it, my heart always fills up, because what works in the higher realms, if you like, is often we're not able to interpret it into how we communicate as humans, which is language speaking. But when we feel the vibration, I think that's a language of its own that everybody will understand. Through love, through unity, through light, through peace. It's a story and a message that's been with us for many, many thousands of years. And it's always going to be the same message. It just becomes that we become more aware of, especially now with sort of like internet, phones, etc., all this information that's available to us. We're now really, really understanding that there is something out there that's that we have an ability to tap into.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, that's really wonderful. And Tammy, I feel it's a good time to do the meditation, if you feel guided
Absolutely.
To do that.
Okay, I always say to people that just afterwards, just increase your water intake a little bit, because this is very high frequency. And so when it hits the vessel, it's almost like an electrical charge. So the water helps to just obviously hydrate, but also to balance those energies within. Okay, so when you're ready, just gently breathing. Excuse me. We don't have to think about anything. We don't have to expect anything. We just allow the vessel to soften with the breath. Perhaps some might want to expand the breath, a deeper breath, just to relax a little bit. And as we soften, we begin to let go of the outside world. And we just allow the vessel to soften and expand with the out-breath. And becoming aware of the heartbeat. Just to listen. And we're beginning to feel just a little bit lighter as we begin to just lift up higher. As the energy is coming into the vessel. So just say hello and greet the beautiful energy of Archangel Metatron. Just allowing. He already knows your divine blueprint, your patterning. He knows your energy. And he knows what's required just to raise your frequency. And lift your sorrow, lift your heart. And just rising a little bit higher, creating lightness in the vessel. And lighter still. And these energies can feel quite metallic. So whatever the experience is, just go with that. Just spinning a little bit, we're lifting up higher. Moving you up higher. Into the realms of the planet. And all he's doing is lifting you up out of the density. Filling the vessel with light. As lightness is vastly important. So just allow yourself to just lift as light as a feather. And perhaps imagine that you're looking down upon yourself on the earth from a higher place. As you're moving up higher still, and as you look down upon the earth, and feel that expansive energy, that vastness, looking down upon the earth. Dissolving into light. And just experience that vastness. Not contained. As light beyond measure. It's still aware of the heart and the joy and love, compassion and unity for all beings. Just feel that love. That lightness. We're just going to lift up a bit higher. Above the realms of the planet. Going deeper. Into divine expansion. And there's no time here. There's no rigidity. There's just love. And vastness. And bountiful light. Just filling the vessel with light. And you can come here at any time to dissolve amongst the stars. To feel at one. To feel light. As we're just going to hold that feeling as we begin to move down, perhaps looking at the earth again. Becoming aware of the physical body and gently awareness of Mother Earth and standing, where we're standing or sitting or lying. Awareness of the physical vessel. And coming back into that vessel, full of light. And love, and above all, honoring the light that you are, the beautiful creation that you are, perhaps deepen the breath when you're ready. To bring yourself back to the here and now. So just deepen the breath and back to here and now in the physical. Just breathing deeper. And awareness of the here and now. And coming back to full consciousness. You're holding that light. And that love within you. Very different, isn't it? Just enjoy that feeling. Because that's your true resonance, your shining love and light, your brilliance. That's your source. Your light. Your love. I think lots goes on when we disconnect from the outside world and we go inward and we expand and we realize that when we stop for a moment, there's a light that's guiding us. And that's what Metatron wishes for us to feel and sense. So this energy is going to continue after this little meditation. So just increase your water intake. Just allow that light to assist in your vibrational alignment, which is vastly key for ascension. Lots of joy. It's almost like a feeling of jubilation that you feel, and that's love. That's divine love. And that's your true resonance, your true light. And perhaps that's just the message to the world, is to experience your true light and let others see that. And lots of things are going to drop away because they don't form part of that beautiful lightness. It's no longer weighed down. And that's the art of ascension. Funny that we all are connected in as one right now. And that's a beautiful feeling. The oneness and unification. So keep that feeling with you, because that high vibration is what opens the gateway for all those divine, beautiful dancing geometries of light to assist you. You're not going to find that from a book. You're going to find that when you open the heart. You okay, Monsa?
Yes, I am. That was so beautiful. Thank you so much, Tammy. And for me, it felt very peaceful. And it was like, because there are several things in my life I was trying to figure out and try to be in control. But the feeling that I had during the meditation is just to let it happen. I don't need to know exactly what will happen, but just have this trust, and it felt peaceful. So
I think if we can all do this together right now, if anybody's got anything that they need resolution for, just, you know, Metatron will answer your call. You don't need to explain, he knows. And so I think, again, with that word surrender and letting go and trusting, it all comes under the surrender umbrella. Please, mm-hmm. resolution, and it happens. It might not. I think you mentioned earlier on, which was wonderful. We try and orchestrate our life, but, you know, the moment we just say to Source, okay, you know, even if we're saying, okay, I give up, I don't know the answer, I don't know the path, that light comes in. It's almost as if you just say, come in, you know, help me, assist me. And that takes a lot for a human being to admit that they have to let go of control. And it's a beautiful, beautiful step, very powerful step to ascension.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Thank you again, Tammy. And everyone, we would love to hear your feedback. Please share with us, what did you experience? You can do that on the webcast page, or if you are on the phone when we take questions, you can share your feedback with us. Tammy, can we take the question now from the audience?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay, right. So again, everyone, if you are on the phone or the web call, you can raise your hand by pressing star 2. And if you are on the webcast page, you can type in your question on the question box. All right, so we have a caller from Ketcham. Phone number and then with 0469. Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes. What is your name?
My name is Elizabeth.
Hi, Monsa. Hi, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
Hi.
I'm going to take you, take my headset off. Hold on, 1 second, please.
Is that better?
Oh, hi, Elizabeth.
Yeah. Hi.
Hi.
Wow. Quite powerful. I think for me, which I can only speak for me, I was still way out there when you took me, Monsa, so thank you for bringing me back. And I was definitely tapped into the blue white light. Oh, hi. And so I'm coming back downstairs. And I was flooded with love, which for me is tears of love, and always searching for release. And I know I can't control, but you know, impatience of waiting. But so I guess for me it's more about healing physically, and I had brain surgery 5 years ago, blah blah blah, old story. But always looking for healing light and love to come in for me and Metatron came in and was clearing some of the scar tissue, but it's more scar tissue showing me in my heart. So
yeah, I can
quite
feel
profound.
Yeah, empowerment as well, Elizabeth. You have some gifts, and I don't want to get too personal, but obviously with the surgery, the shocks you have. That light's going to come in, and when you mention blue and white, it will cool you, it cools the vessel. But you're also a very good communicator, so I wonder if you've had something that you've put away. I don't know whether it's to do with work or something, but you're a good communicator, and I think a lot of this will be about empowering for the next few months for you. Alignment, empowerment. So, yeah, you've got beautiful energy there, beautiful energy. But the blue and white is very significant for you.
Okay. And in empowering myself or empowering others?
The energies are empowering you, so they're giving you strength. So there's healing, empowerment, alignment. There's a lot of energies coming to you to build you up. You know, there's many, many aspects that I don't want to say lost, but it's empowering all of those things that you need to move you forward. So not to be scared, not to worry, all of those things. But empowerment just came up. It's very, very important. So I think it's a trust element for you to trust and know that you're being held at the moment. You know, there's a lot of energies coming to you to not to worry about the little things and just to focus on that beautiful connection you have with Source. Because I think some things are going to change for you in a very positive, empowering way.
Okay, great. But you're for me an activation, meditation with Metatron was I've always had an almost a negative or not a fear, it's not fear at all. A negative impression of Metatron and a masculine power play in some way, but I didn't feel that at all in this meditation. It was very, in the activation, it was very strong and so beautiful and so sweet and loving. So thank you for opening that door for me. I'm very grateful to be connected to that.
You just look after yourself. You're very loved and you're being watched over.
Well, thank you so much. And thank you again, Monsa, for all these amazing callers. Or I don't know how you describe them, but the people that you bring on are always so enlightening for me. I'm always intrigued by who you bring in. So thank you again for choosing me. I appreciate it. And God bless you all.
Mm-hmm. And to you.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Lisbeth. Much love to you. So yeah, thank you. Thank you also, Tammy, for the guidance and also the space you held for Lisbeth. That was really beautiful. And we have a question. We don't have the name, so the question is wondering if you and Tammy would be willing to speak on self-love compared to being in service to others. How does one handle when others try to take advantage of your kindness? When is it okay to say no? Many blessings.
Sorry, is that so? It's basically talking about asking about when people take advantage of our energies. Is that correct?
Yes. Like what I understood is that how to have these boundaries when trying to serve others. Sometimes others, they try to take advantage of that.
Yeah, like, wonderful question. I mean, if I may answer as a light worker, sort of practitioner, sort of trainer, you have to put boundaries in place, healthy boundaries, because if you don't, you get very, very drained. Because we're all vibrational beings and we give off a vibrational signature. And the more you work with light, you become transparent. The meditation we just did is to do with transparency and dissolving. So you will have mirrored back to you the energies of that person. So you have to put healthy boundaries. I never used to have these. I used to want to help everybody and heal the world and everything in it. But you can't do that. You know, Source kind of takes care of those things. But when you're working as a light worker, practitioner, or even in everyday life, you have to put healthy boundaries, which is, again, is going back to Elizabeth, sorry, relevant for empowerment. You know, if you're not putting those boundaries up, you can get very, very drained. On a working level, I will only work with so many people in a week because the energies are so powerful in the exchange. As a light worker, we can pick up much, much from other people. You've got to give yourself time to give the vessel time to sort of release and detach. But also what Metatron's saying is because those who are open to the light truly and allow their vessel to become an instrument of light, that light is such a powerful magnification. It's not always about the energies of picking up from somebody else. It can sometimes be our instrument, our vessel is holding so, so much light. I think I mentioned electric shock earlier. It takes us time to overcome those. So again, boundaries where we take time for ourselves, take time out, walks in nature. Be very aware that you don't have to give all the time. You can detach and know that this is with Metatronic Therapy. We don't have to set times for people, and that's a human thing. The light will take care of those sessions for people. The light knows what is required. But this person that's asked the question, they soak up a lot of light. So perhaps even consider that putting those boundaries in and knowing that they're there rather than, do I have to do this? Do I have to do that? Because we get too mental. Just know that that source light, it also directs us to, like recently going off track, sorry, I had to say, right, I'm only working 3 days a week with doing sessions with people because I was doing 5 or 6 days. It takes its toll on the vibration of the vessel. So you have to put those healthy boundaries in. Otherwise, what will happen is people take, they come back for more, they take because people sense a beautiful soul and they can often take advantage of that. So empower yourself. Put that beautiful light in place. I'm not talking about protection. What I'm talking about is empowerment, filling that vessel with that light and working and being and going through life how you want to and not being taken advantage of. I hope that answers in some way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you so much, Tammy. Yeah, I really loved your answer. And yeah, for our caller, listeners, so we would love to hear your feedback. What did you experience through Tammy's answer? And yeah, we have a question from Mo from North Attleboro. Is it normal to feel a lot of sadness come up afterwards, mixed emotions? Metatron came to me years ago before I knew who he was, and I feel I am being awakened through this call to work with him. Or better said, to allow him to work through me. Any thoughts on that? The sadness and the sadness feels like it is over the last time.
The sadness for this person, very intuitive. You can feel the sadness of Mother Earth, and that is, it's a collective density sadness. I don't want to go too much into this, but that is such a grieving process. But what it means is you're able to feel and then you're able to assist. So there is, I mentioned earlier on the call when we first started, sometimes when we're working with these higher frequencies, it can be uncomfortable. I'm practically reclusive because the work that I do, I have to place myself in that correct environment because I feel so much. Many of us feel so much. And sadness is also pointing to you're releasing from the vessel what you contained in that vessel, but because it has to now be transparent, it's grief. It's, am I letting go of, the ego can grieve, you see, the identity I'm letting go of. But when you've passed through those tears, it becomes a different sense. It becomes, And tears of connection with the divine. Oh, wow, those are powerful tears. They're not sorrow. That is That is I can't explain what that feels like. That is just a most out of this world experience of the most immense joy. And when that love and joy comes into the vessel, it almost shocks it, as if we've put our hand into ice, we've put the vessel into ice, because it's such a shock to the system of, oh my goodness, that's love. So there's lots of different facets to this. It's what a wonderful person has just asked that question, because yeah, very empathic. You will feel a lot, because we're working with what needs to be changed as we're evolving. So if you're ready to feel that and want to work as a light worker, the vessel will go through not carrying, but the experience of this duality, density, frequency. It's uncomfortable. But then we let it go, and I don't know why they're saying this, we bleed for humanity. We allow ourselves to soak up as light workers and release through tears that which requires lifting up, ascending those frequencies. I hope that answers.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Thank you so much, Tammy. And also thank you, Mo, for your question. Really great question. We have a caller from Massachusetts, phone number ending with 0631.
Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. Hi. Hi, Tammy, it's Gloria, and thank you, Monsef. It's nice to have you back. Tammy.
Welcome, Gloria.
I don't have a question. I just want to say hi and thank you to Tammy. I had a healing with her a little while back. It's so awesome. I love your energy. Not
I
know if you have any.
Too. Oh, how wonderful. That's very kind of you to come and say hello.
Of course. I love you. And I appreciate you. I don't know if you have anything to say to me. Anything? Can you read my energy?
Just shine your light. Don't worry about whatever's going on. Just be your brightness, because everything else just melts away. You've got a lovely, lovely energy. You really have.
I work hard at going up higher and higher instead of lower and lower.
just don't look at it like we just look down on the earth. Just when you get into those, you're in density, just check yourself. I have to do it too. It's like, no. That's not the, because we're human, aren't we, after all? So
after all, I right. know. Yeah, thank you. I know that the meditation was, you know, it was like, oh, yeah, I forget to go high. I may go up, but then I forget to look down and just see from that space instead of seeing it.
Don't get too mental with it. It's with any aspect of the ascension journey, we have to step aside as humans and our design and all those programs and just say, okay, let me be light. You know, the message has always been, let me be light. Always.
Yeah. Thank you so much, and thank you, Monsef. I it's so good. Like the last person who spoke said, your guests are just like awesome. Like today just brought me right back. You know, it's like you helped me to remember who I truly am, and I appreciate that.
Just be your light, sister.
You too, Tammy. Okay, thank you. Love you both.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, Gloria.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. That was so lovely. Beautiful. All right, so we have, I think, Mary from Michigan, 8866, phone number ending with 8866. Hello?
Yes, it is Mary. Hello. Hi, Monsef. Hi, Tammy.
Hi, Mary.
My question is, I've been on this journey for a long time, and I never really feel like I get that connection to this light world. And I'm just wondering, is there some kind of obstacle in my way of doing that? I went through your process with you, and I can't say that I really had much happen. And I can't really tell if I'm making up the stuff that I'm imagining, or if I'm really connecting. I don't know.
It's never going to be something that it's never going to be something that you have to orchestrate, because what Metatron does is relaxes the vessel. So I think, without getting too personal, there's part of you won't really relax. You're afraid to totally relax. And I think if you can trust Metatron to help you with that over the next few weeks, because he will, don't think about things. Don't try and, what am I doing wrong? You're not doing anything wrong. There's just some vibrational shifts that need to happen. So if you're okay with him working with you, then, and allow him to just help you to shift through this, he's going to be there to support you. But you never have to try and visualize something. I just feel it's, this part of you won't relax the vessel enough, but he'll help you with that. He'll definitely help you with that. It's nothing you're doing wrong. It's just a little bit of apprehension, I think. He will greatly assist you. You just got to come out the mind, you know, because the mind will often try and keep us in a place. So this is the next few weeks, just allow that energy to come in. You don't have to think about what's going on or have expectation. Just I allow the vessel Metatron to assist me, and then he will help you. Amethyst crystal, I don't know why I'm saying this. I think amethyst will be very beneficial for you. People think it's just like an everyday, simple, basic crystal. No, it's an amplifier of light, and I think the color of that light will greatly assist you at the moment.
Okay. All right. I will try that. All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate your answer and your insight about that. And thank you, Monsef.
Thank you. Thank you, Mary. Much love.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Beautiful. Thank you so much, Tammy. And here on the webcast, we have a question from Lisa from Knoxville. Hello, I've been going through a very difficult and challenging period of time for the last few years. Every aspect of life, health, finances, relationships, as they occur, I try to just move through it without resistance, knowing that I will transition through and be all right. The reality is that just when one thing has ended, something quite significant happens again to knock the wind from me. Can you tune in and see if there is a message for me from Archangel Metatron? I do speak to him frequently. Thank you for the meditation and your comments.
I have to breathe. There is, if I may, what's this lady's name? Misha?
Lisa. L-I-S-A.
Yeah, there's healing that needs to happen here. I don't want to get too personal. It's almost as if you invite, don't take this personally, this is how a Metatron works. He's very, very direct. So he's going to come in and help you to shift some of those patterns that create more or less the same outcome. And a lot of this is to do with self-worth. Some relationships perhaps haven't been as you would like them to. I believe there must be a time where you're on your own, so that there can be shifts. So I think what he means by the time on your own is perhaps just allowing this healing that's going to come to you. We'll send that for a couple of weeks for you. When this shift happens for you, I believe it will be quite profound, because you've come to a point. And part of us has to accept that I'm aware, and this beautiful person is aware, that there's some patterns here. He'll help you to let go of those. Self-worth, self-esteem, confidence. You're better than this is what he's saying. You're better than this. So just allow him to work with you. You don't have to try and have an outcome. You just know from the point today, you're willing to let go of those patterns. And that light will come and assist you.
Lisa, if you are still live with us, you can just write your feedback. It may take a little bit of time, so she can write to us. Yeah. She said, yes, that resonates. I appreciate your comments and will follow through.
Wonderful, because she's got some amazing potential, but just being held back a little bit. So a lot of energy coming to her over the next couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny, tonight shows very much about the word empowerment. Empowerment is very crucial for a lot of us, and I think that's very, very poignant for all of us, is empowerment and the different ways we become empowered. So, and especially from within our own being, and especially if it was at least of empowerment, you know, own it, you know, you don't have to accept what life is offering. You have the opportunity to ask for that divine intervention, if you like, to come and help and shift you. It will come. It definitely will come. But well done to her for noticing the patterns, because I think something very profound will occur, so that she will begin to understand why she's here.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Thank you so much, Tammy, and thank you, Lisa, for your question and feedback. Let's see. We have Amber. Her question is, I have been doing a lot of self-work throughout the last 2 years. I have become much more aware, changed my eating, started meditating frequently, and have been working with crystals, candles, and light language very consistently. My question is, it has all started to feel very difficult to keep up with and balance. I have come to a place now where I am upset with myself if I don't keep pushing to do more, and also frustrated when I feel like I am not developing at the rate I would like to. How can I have a more natural and easygoing experience with my ascension? Am I where I am supposed to be?
You are an absolute angel. Is it Amber? Because what you've just pointed out to people is, it's okay having books, crystals, meditation, light language, all these things which are actually glamours. And part of your beautiful innate wisdom has said to you, you need to stop those. It might sound a bit weird. It's like, I'm on the ascension path and you're telling me to stop. Absolutely. Your vessel has become frustrated, because ascension is never about, I must do this, I must do that religiously. What it's more about is, let me just put all those things to the side. Let me look at this, not through a man-made ideology, but let me hand over my vessel to Source and let Source come and show me. But Amber has noticed this. Do not become frustrated with yourself. You actually had a very profound wake-up experience. So all those things, put them away. I must have thousands of pounds worth of crystals. I love them, and some of them I still hold. But this is actually, and this might shock a lot of people, they do help to a point, but they will only take you so far. Books and things and crystals, they will only take you so far. The real vibrational journey begins, and the leap of faith is when you trust Source to intervene. She's actually had a very profound, I just want to hug her virtually and say, well done, because your vessel's telling you, the higher light is telling you, you're ready for the next step. So you absolutely are ready. Put away those things and then see what happens next. That's lovely. I it's quite profound. It's a quite, thank you for asking this during this seminar, because I think that's quite a profound thing for people to know is, I'm getting up, I'm doing this, I'm meditating. You really don't. I hardly meditate. I used to in preparing the vessel, but what happened was I came to a point where the light came in and took over. So it's almost as if I didn't have to orchestrate this. I did from a separated conscious point, but then when the universal consciousness comes in, you begin to look at life from a different place, a different vibration. And she's ready now to move to the next. She's having a lot of help from the higher energies. So that's beautiful. Please don't worry. You're right where you need to be. Let those tears flow. Let that frustration release, because you've just took a massive leap of faith. So I thank you for that question and sharing your experience.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Thank you so much, Tammy. And also thank you, Amber, for your question. And like I feel this is like we all relate to that in some way. And also the answer that Tammy gave us, it's I feel it's really inspiring to all of us. So yeah, thank you again for that. And let's see, we have Cindy from Maui. I have been soul searching for many years, and I'm trying to surrender and allow my abundance in all areas of my life. It feels as though I keep getting stuck. What am I missing?
Let go, as we've just been saying. Let go. Don't try and orchestrate this. Take your hands off the wheel, because source will probably take you in a different direction. If you're going to try and orchestrate this all the time, and try and have your hands on the rein, no, it's not going to work. There has to be the trust in these higher frequencies. And I may be repeating things all the time, but the human vessel in its contained and limited ability will become very frustrated when it's not getting what it thinks and expects to get. When you can soften and let the heart glow and let the heart open, okay, I'm ready. You know, I don't know the dynamics, but Archangel Metatron steps in and assists you. But if you can make that leap of faith, because that is exactly what it is, you'll receive such a gift, because you've surrendered. You don't try at surrendering. It just is. It just becomes almost on bended knees. I'm ready. You know, show me I'm ready. It's not something you can try at. It's something you do, and it's instantaneous. Like being on a personal level, I'm having problems with finding out what's wrong with my spine with the National Health Service. I give up. I'm ready. You know, source take over. I've handed it over, and things are starting to flow because I've took my hands off the wheel. I can't control that and orchestrate what happens. So I surrender on, and I allow that divine intervention to come into play. And it's very empowering for human beings when they see those dynamics begin to work. It's like, oh my goodness, there's an energy out there that knows. So please, Cindy, just trust, be that loving light that you are, and it's already begun. No frustration, just let the light show you.
That was powerful. Thank you so much, Tammy. Very grateful to you. And also thank you, Cindy, for your question. Can we take one more question?
Yes, absolutely.
So we have Kathy from San Antonio. I feel a heaviness in my heart lately, and I am curious if this is related to the trauma in the collective. I feel like I have been extremely sensitive to the environment lately. Much love to all.
Yeah, I can feel that. This lady's very empathic. But what Metatron's saying is don't follow anybody else. You're very, very sensitive to energy. Don't look into it too much, because he's going to help you to develop that into something. There is a lot of heaviness and density upon the earth at the moment, and it can literally make you want to cry and scream even and get angry, because you feel those energies magnified. But what we must do is allow those energies to return, to be transmuted into love. So that's going to be poured through. I often speak to our trainees regarding this. They sense a lot. They feel this overwhelming grief within them. And actually, it's not your, it's all often with light workers, it's not our frequency. It's what we're helping to hoover up, for want of a better term. But this lady's very empathic, and Metatron doesn't want her to get stuck into some of these terminologies that are coming out right now. Feel it for what it is. Allow him to work with you, and allow him to show you how to transmute that, because I think you'll create something from this. It's not darkness as such. It's density, vibration. And he's going to work with you regarding some of those things. So that's interesting. Just be open to receive.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Tammy, and thank you, Kathy, for your question. Tammy, I'm very grateful to you, to all the time you spent with us, the the guidance and energy you shared with our beautiful audience. So very grateful to you for that. And also the information you gave us, like during the discussion we had, that was very, very inspiring. So also thank you for that.
You don't have to thank me. It's been wonderful.
Yeah, beautiful. And everyone, also thank you for being here with us, for sharing with us your beautiful energies. Thank you for those who asked their questions, really great ones. I'm sending you so much love, and I will see you on the next call. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
If you'd like to listen to live episodes and interact with our speakers, you can go to yourdivineuniqueness.com. Your, Y-O-U-R, divine, D-I-V-I-N-E, uniqueness, UNIQUENESS.com.